This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, Proposition 115 would make abortions illegal after 22 weeks of pregnancy in Colorado. William Perry Pendley defies a federal judge and stays in his job at the Bureau of Land Management. And Colorado leaders speak out against the rollback of clean car standards. First, these headlines. Concerned by a recent spike in coronavirus cases, Governor Jared Polis extended the statewide mask mandate for a third time. That means residents will be required to wear face coverings in public at least through mid-November. Polis says the rise in cases and hospitalizations is the most concerning uptick he has seen since early July. He's also spending an additional $15 million of federal money to help the overall state's economic recovery. Rural Electric Co-op DMEA's local fiber internet company Elevate has received a new grant from the Colorado Department of Regulatory Affairs for $2 million. The grant means Elevate will be able to provide 1 gig service in underserved areas. It will help construct more network coverage for rural citizens southwest of Montrose in Beaver Hill and north and east of Cedar Edge in Cedar Mesa. According to a press release, there are still numerous steps left before Elevate can secure that funding and begin construction, but the grant awards mean rural residents are now one step closer to better internet access. Elevate is a funder of KVNF. William Perry Pendley says not much has changed since a federal court decision said he could not legally serve as acting director of the Bureau of Land Management. The Mountain West News Bureau's Cooper McKim reports.
Pendley is traveling around the region speaking with media outlets, correcting what he says is a misunderstanding.
The media has not yet quite figured out how to write about this litigation that's ongoing right now. I have not been ousted from my job.
Rather, Pendley says he just no longer has the authority to sign off on certain decisions. He's still a deputy director, though, and he says his job remains to provide leadership in managing the BLM, consistent with directives handed down from the Interior Secretary. In the meantime,
I have the confidence of the President of the United States. I have the confidence of the Secretary.
Pendley is also confident that he'll see the court ruling overturned so he can regain his authority as BLM acting director. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Cooper McKim.
On the heels of another summer plagued by dangerous heat, drought, and fires, some of Colorado's top leaders are speaking out against the rollback of clean car standards. Mary Sherman has the story for Colorado News Connection.
Just as the COVID-19 pandemic took over the country, the EPA finalized a rule reversing course on Obama-era vehicle emission standards, which aimed to reduce vehicle emissions that contribute to climate change. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser contends the move rejects sound science and undermines Colorado's authority to set standards higher than the federal government's.
Under lots of administrations, people played by the rules. You could plan on the rules and you could make decisions. But now they're seeking to change the rules in the middle of the game for us to put us and our land, air, and water at risk.
Weiser says that's why Colorado is among the nearly two dozen states challenging the rollback in federal court. The EPA says the revamped policy sets reasonable targets for the auto industry while protecting the environment. Mary Sherman reporting.
Colorado voters will soon decide whether the state should remain one of the few places in the country where women can get late-term abortions without restriction. Proposition 115 would make them illegal after 22 weeks of pregnancy unless it's needed to save the mother's life. As Scott Franz reports for Capital Coverage, the debate is an emotional one.
Juliana Day says the 22nd week of a woman's pregnancy is an important milestone.
That is over 5 months into the pregnancy, when a baby is just fully formed, is fully alive, human being.
It's also when a fetus can survive outside the womb. It's why Day is leading an effort to stop abortions after this phase under most circumstances.
The majority of the people in the state of Colorado don't know about the dark secret of the state. That it's only 6 other states in the entire United States and 4 other countries in the world that allow unrestricted abortions for any reason until birth.
She says late-term abortions are inhumane and they have lasting impacts.
The mother suffers a great deal and she is going to feel that pain, the emotional, psychological pain for the rest of her life.
There is nothing in Proposition 115 that makes their health better.
That's Stephanie Teal. She's an OBGYN and family planning professor at the University of Colorado's School of Medicine.
Abortion bans have nothing to do with health or with medicine. They are purely designed to limit access to essential health care.
Proposition 115, Teal says, is also an attempt to inject politics into doctors' offices.
We have seen politically motivated bans come through Colorado before, and Coloradans have rejected them every time.
It's true. Colorado was the first state to decriminalize abortions in 1967, and voters have rejected three previous initiatives to restrict it since 2008. So you might be wondering how often late-term abortions take place. According to the state health department, they are rare, despite the lack of restrictions. Out of 9,000 abortions reported last year, 140 occurred after 22 weeks of pregnancy. But Juliana Day and other supporters of 115 say the statistics do not capture the full picture.
Reporting of abortions in the state of Colorado is not enforceable, is voluntary, and is anonymous. So we don't know exactly what the numbers are.
Meanwhile, Stephanie Clark says it's important that late-term abortions continue, and not just for Colorado residents.
I actually just spoke with a woman from Iowa who came to Colorado last spring for an abortion later in pregnancy after being denied care in her state.
Clark is the spokesperson for the campaign against Proposition 115. She says the woman from Iowa was at risk of going blind.
She would have lost her eyesight and her pregnancy would have been stillborn, but the doctors in Iowa refused to help her.
Supporters of the ban say abortions this late in pregnancy are cruel to the unborn child, while Clark says a ban would result in a, quote, cruel situation for many pregnant women.
Women in Colorado would have to travel elsewhere. And that's not something that, you know, when you're going through something that is so agonizing, that you should have to even think about.
The debate is also being influenced by national politics. Clark says her campaign received more attention after Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, an abortion advocate, died.
We raised more money in a single day from a fundraising email that we had raised, you know, throughout the history of the campaign. We nearly tripled the amount of volunteers from the previous week.
But supporter Juliana Day hopes voters will agree to add the new restrictions.
Prop 115 doesn't take away women's decision over her pregnancy. It just puts reasonable restrictions after 22 weeks.
If 115 passes, doctors who violate the abortion restriction would face fines and have their licenses suspended. Women who have the procedure would not face consequences. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
That does it for KVNF's regional newscast. Thanks for listening.